Dear friends, brothers and sisters, in the beginning, I want to bring greetings from the children of God from Sweden. Many asked to bring greetings of love and peace to the visitors of Jämsä services. Greetings from SFC, and I can tell that we gather together the end of the spring after the Swedish summer services, where the motto was, "This is my beloved son, hear him." I think that even this service's motto is about the same. I am the light of the world. In both texts, Jesus is the key figure. And it would be not worth it to organize services if Jesus would not be with us. And to this we can be secured even at this moment when we quieten our hearts around God's word, which is written in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 22-33. And the words are as follows, followed in Jesus' name. Read. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." But Jesus spoke calmly and said, It is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth thou art the Son of God." Amen. This serving that I have prepared and thought about, I have had many fears. Fears about how will I be able to survive this experience when I do not have a translator next to me at home it is safe when I have this translator next to me, especially when I need to serve in the Finnish language, because my stronger language is yet Swedish. These are still these humane fears which come from our own goodness and the search for our own glory. Other doubts I have also had. Does God open his word? This fear has not been so great. Why so? How can a speaker say that he has fear that God would open his word? Dear brothers and sisters, you must understand our speaker, our poor speaker's experiences, but you must understand this also, that you have prayed to the Heavenly Father that he would open his word, and Jesus has promised to be with us. And God has promised to give what he sees the best. And in this sense, we could be safely thinking that I can speak in front of you, brothers and sisters. But still, temptations and doubts I have had, above all, my own sinfulness, comes so strongly when I mirror my own life to God's word. And in the beginning, I want to ask, can I believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe with you. Our text was from Matthew chapter 14, and when we read it in whole, in my opinion, it brings forth warmly and lovely and very understandably Jesus' presence, that he is also he is God as well as a human. Before our text, it is said of this Jesus walked from city to city and made great acts, and the people got to know Jesus, and some started to follow him. He arrived to his home city. And there he was not taken so warmly. And there he said that he has never been so taken so. So poorly as in his home city. So he continues his trip to the other side of Lake Gennesaret, and he wants to be in peace. Why did Jesus search for peace? Why did he want to leave from the midst of people? And from this also, chapter 14 tells us that he heard how his beloved relative son, John the Baptist, was killed. We know, all of us who have lost a dear beloved, that it is then important to important that friends, brothers and sisters are near us. Near us, supporting us. But we also know this, that sometimes we need to be in peace, alone. Try to understand and comprehend why so. This is Jesus's humane part comes into light when he goes to the other side of the lake after hearing this news. But the Bible tells us that people started to know that Jesus is going on the other side of the lake, and they started to search for him. And here a great miracle happens, where it has already been mentioned at this Jämsä services. This great miracle happens when Jesus blesses the bread, 5 bread and 2 fish, so that this food would be enough for the whole multitudes. And there were many people there. The Bible says that there were about 500 men, and in addition, children and women also. And this kind of flock, even here, who has gathered to this amount of people, a little boy's food was enough for these. And I think, yet my serving task and our situation of our speaker brothers, oh, if we would have so much to give. That we would even have 5 bread and 2 fish. But it feels like there is nothing. But as we have been able to experience at these services in such miraculous ways, the Heavenly Father, through poor servants, has opened his word so that the hearers of the services have been nourished. this kind of miracle we can even today enjoy. Even though sometimes we think that, oh, if we would be, we would have lived in Jesus' time, we would have been able to we would have been able to see these miracles, deeds that Jesus did, it would have been easier to believe. Dear brothers and sisters, we can experience these miracles even at these services. I remember in my childhood and youth, days of youth, I remember many times when speaker brothers went to serve. They spoke of their own psalms and spoke of their own doubts and temptations. And I remember how I wondered, how can they doubt? How can they have temptations? They know the Bible by heart. I dare to say in this moment, I completely understand their situation. When we come here to serve empty. But in miraculous ways, we are here at these services through our dear beloved brothers, have been able to wonder this, how God, through His Holy Spirit, is opening and opens His Word, so that all of us get enough. Then we come to our text. When these services were kept around this lake for a longer period of time, people had already eaten. And after that, Jesus asked His disciples to go on the boat and go to the other side of the lake at the same time when He would send the multitudes away. Jesus wanted to be alone for a moment. And Jesus tells when everyone had gone, He went up to the mountain to pray loneliness. In many parts of the Bible comes to light this, how Jesus goes away from the midst of this world to quietness and loneliness to pray. And we also heard in the earlier sermons to go to a quiet room to pray. We need these trustful discussions with our Father. This moment of prayer is important to us. And I believe that you, dear sisters, brothers, and you little children also when you go to sleep, you fold your hands and you turn to God, to your dear Heavenly Father, with your sorrows and thoughts that you have at the moment. And doesn't this bring comfort to this moment when we go to sleep? This is how prayer is for the strengthening of our faith. Then our text continues and tells us how the boat had gone already a long ways back to the home city, experienced fishers were there rowing this boat over the Genetsavi lake, but they were there without their Lord. And we know what would happen if Jesus would not be with us here. My heart would surely fill up with fear if we would listen to people's thoughts, if a speaker after another would come here with their own strength, would explain these holy scriptures. It would surely not be nourishing us, none of us. And I think that on this boat happened in somewhat a similar way. Here it says that the boat went tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Have you had contrary winds in your lives? Have you had this feeling that God has forsaken? I know that all of us have these kind of moments and times when we feel that we do not have the strength to continue at all anymore, not even the first step to take on the way to heaven. But then our text tells us that Jesus came forth walking on the sea, and when the disciples saw this, they were troubled, fearful, and cried. They thought they saw a ghost. Maybe they felt that their strength was weakening. Jesus had left them on this stormy lake, and they were alone. The hearts were filled with fear, and now there is also a spirit or ghost. But Jesus, God's Son, who sees to all of our hearts, he says, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. In the old Bible, which I accidentally read in the beginning, Jesus says, be of good comfort, I am, do not be afraid. This greeting, isn't it comforting? Be of good comfort. Do not be afraid. Familiar greetings. For example, behind locked doors when Jesus greets in the same way. Christmas night, angels said to the shepherds, do not be afraid. How comforting these words. Shortly and to the point, Jesus comforts the disciples. And these two words that are in between, I am. This is also familiar to us, for example, from there, when from the burning bushes a voice was heard, which said, go get your people, Israelites, Hebrews, and bring them away from Egypt's slaves. And when Jesus says, who has sent you? And he said, I am sent you. So this is God's name, I am. This Jesus also as God's Son used. And in this new translation, it says, it is I. And then when Jesus had gotten a connection, speaking connection to his disciples, and they calmed down, then Peter, who we have heard of many times at these services, when he was always ready to answer and act, he stands up and says, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. I don't know what Peter thought in this situation. I don't know if I would be able to do the same as Peter, to think that I would be able to walk on water like the Son of God. But Peter, who maybe was that kind of person who first spoke and then thinks, he says, bid me come unto thee on the water. And Jesus says, come.
sitten tapahtui tämä, että Pietari astui veneestä ja käveli
vettä. And then Peter came down out of the ship and he walked on the water to Jesus. Yet again we hear in this Bible of this miracle which we, with our human minds, are not able to comprehend. But when we think of the same situation in our life of faith, who and what brings us, keeps us on top of the water. Isn't it because of Jesus Christ that we are able to believe our sins forgiven? Even we can then walk on water. Then happened to Peter as happens to us also when he saw a boisterous wind. He was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." Do you, my beloved brother and sister, have these kind of feelings sometimes? Like I said earlier, that you have no more strength. The storms of the world around you hit you so hard that you go with the storm, with the waves. But here, like earlier, disciple Peter acted as we should act also when we experience that our own flesh and blood and this world or the devil comes toward you. Where to get help from? With our own might we cannot fight, but we need help. And this is how Peter also needed help and cried, "Lord, help me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Even today, this same help has been offered. Even today, the Lord Jesus stretches his hand to all you people who experience that the storm of the world is taking your flesh and blood and making your travel hard, difficult, or when the devil goes around like a roaring lion, then Jesus stretches his hand. He lifts, he carries, and he brings us home. This is how, dear brothers and sisters, here in the tent and around the area and on the internet, if you feel that your travel is difficult, help is found from here. In the midst of us, the Lord Jesus is found. And the work of the gospel, with the help our way to heaven is possible when we have the strength to turn to Him and believe our sins, doubts, and errors forgiven. Dear brothers and sisters, even at this moment, believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. When we have the strength to travel this way, then one day we reach heaven. If this sermon is listened by any person who feels that the storm of the world is in their hearts and we do not and does not have the peace of God, even to you, Jesus stretches his hand and says, come, believe you also, dear friend, your own sins, even your unbelief, forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. When I stopped around this text, many times came to mind, dear believing sister who is seriously ill, who in my mind is so strongly preaching, how she does it. Many times at home, at Swedish summer services, when they are ending, she asks that we would sing still 250. Then the following words are found: oft stormy waters of this earthly sea are raging breakers, frothing violently. But Jesus, walking out upon the waves, doth calm the storm. His word the sea obeys. So the same message that in it, our text. And then also in the 7th verse, in heaven above, it must be wondrous fair. When we have the strength to fight this, it tells of heaven. In heaven above, it must be wondrous fair. We'll sing our Savior's new refrain up there. Our crowns of gold will scatter at his feet. Most worthy King, when at his throne we meet. Dear brothers and sisters, this should be in our minds always, that if only we have the strength to believe, we once can move to everlasting life in heaven and its loveliness. We cannot, in human words, describe. And here, this songwriter brings nicely into light that we get to sing with the angels. And it is our goal in our faith, and there we are, traveling towards. and we need strength for this. And in the end, I want to, as one poor servant of God, offer this gospel to you also, who thought just a moment ago that I do not have the strength. Believe you also, your latest doubts and sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. And in this way, we can continue this journey until we reach this endless peace in heaven. In Jesus' blessed name, Amen.